In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor introduces a U of I effort to locate populations of an exotic grass.
If you live in East Central Illinois, you may know the name miscanthus, as it applies to a hybrid species of this Asian grass, which is the subject of long-term research as a biofuel at the University of Illinois. But if you have ever laid eyes on miscanthus, you are likely to have seen one of the two parent species of that hybrid, both of which have long been used as ornamentals in the United States. As an ornamental, miscanthus may seem like a landscaper's dream. It thrives without supplemental water and tolerates a wide range of other growing conditions. Its long, flowing leaves, which emerge directly from the ground, give the impression of a fountain, and its feathery seed heads provide an added attraction by the end of summer. Unfortunately, where ornamental varieties of miscanthus escape cultivation, the landscaper's dream can morph into the land manager's nightmare. Naturalized populations of miscanthus can crowd out native vegetation, and they serve North American wildlife poorly. They can also be expensive and time-consuming to eradicate. How widespread are populations of naturalized miscanthus in the United States? That's a good question, to which there is no good answer at present. But Lauren Quinn is working on it. Quinn, a researcher with the Energy Biosciences Institute at the University of Illinois, is an invasive plant ecologist. She studies how non-native plants affect the native plants, animals, and other components of ecosystems where they become established. Currently, she is collaborating with U of I faculty members Tom Voigt and Brian Endres to describe the distribution of naturalized miscanthus populations in the state and around the country. Here's where you come in. If you're conservation-minded and competent at plant identification, or you're capable of taking identifiable digital photographs of plants, Quinn wants you to notify her if you come across miscanthus growing outside of cultivation. Of course, unless you're more familiar with perennial grasses than most people, you'll need to study up on the subject a bit to become involved with this project. For that purpose, let me direct you to the resources at the website Quinn has put together through a link at the Environmental Almanac website. Quinn says she is looking for miscanthus in natural areas, but she defines that very broadly to include just about any place outside of intentional cultivation, from roadsides and pastures to forest openings and stream corridors. She emphasizes that she is looking for plants that have established themselves at a distance from intentional plantings and become self-sustaining. So one or two volunteer plants growing on the same property where their parent plants are cultivated wouldn't count. If you should locate miscanthus established in a natural area, following are the things Quinn would most like to have. A photograph for purposes of identification and population size estimate, location, with GPS coordinates if possible, and a description of the habitat, for example, roadside, pasture, etc. Over the course of the next two summers, Quinn and her colleagues will be visiting populations of escaped miscanthus to collect data on them. Ultimately, they hope to answer the question of which types of miscanthus pose the greatest risk of escape and under what environmental conditions.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois School of Integrative Biology.